in, kid.
Hello, welcome to the Very Bad Batch Explosion Awakes After Show, where we break down and discuss each and every episode of The Bad Batch. My name is Dylan Blight, and joining me this week to discuss two episodes. Ashley Hobbit.
Hey, Dylan, excited to be back right where we started the season.
I know. Hold on. This week we are talking about episode 10 and episode 11, Identity Crisis and Point of No Return. They released back to back. Synopsises were shit. It is Emiri confronts the dark secrets behind Hemlock's scientific research, and the Empire closes in on the match. All right, so, yes, what the fuck? I was frustrated. Right? It's frustrating. Does it seem dumb to end this a double episode with literally just Omega getting captured again? Like,
I mean, I guess realistically, that's where they had to kind of end up. Eventually, she would have to get captured, but, you know.
Did she, though?
Because they're the Empire, you know. They've got all the resources, all the power, you know. They're kind of, you know. This is the period where they're winning, so, you know, it makes sense that, you know, they'd win in some way. And we do know that eventually this cloning stuff does work in the end, so.
All right, rewind then. What did you make of the double episodes?
I mean, yeah, I thought they were pretty good. I enjoyed particularly the first episode, which I thought was just obviously, you know, very separate to the Bad Batch, and very focusing. No Bad Batch at all, focusing almost entirely on, you know, Emiri. And, you know, her taking over Project Necromancer, which still totally on her nose thing.
What's it mean?
and her kind of realizing that, you know, they've been studying these children, you know, kind of her ethical feelings about that. I think it was kind of interesting. Yeah, it was an interesting watch. And obviously, in between, you've got, you know, a certain bounty hunter returning to capture children. So yeah, I guess this is kind of a more. This could potentially put a more humane spin on them, kind of capturing force sensitive people. In between, or during the time of the Empire, you know, they didn't just capture them and murder them. They at least took them and studied, tried to use their blood to make clones.
I nearly feel like the
murder. I don't know which one's worse.
Yeah.
Sure. It's, you know.
They kept them locked up and they fed them and experimented on them.
But they got to live, you know, so yeah, that's something.
Sure is something.
You're completely dehumanized. It's called number, you know.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a life. You got to draw.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I thought both episodes were good as well. There was an element of frustration to Omega getting captured again, but I kind of get it. It's fine, but yeah, I think releasing it as a two-parter made sense, I guess, especially because
Feature the Bad Batch.
Yeah, and they're like, fuck, you know what happened last time we spent our whole episode without a character the show's about? Everyone was like, oh, why is the Mandalorian in this? This is crazy.
Why is this a different show? Yeah.
Oh, was this the Miri show now? Whoa, get out of here.
Sticking their woke bullshit.
Oh, it's fucking stars a female character. So I think that was really cool seeing like what their. I mean, I don't really know what they're doing, to be honest. Like, it's just a bunch of kids running around. I'm like, what are you actually experimenting on here? They're just drawing blood, doing tests, watching them. It reminded me of Stranger Things, you know?
Yeah.
Got all these fucking kids locked up. What are you doing? How are you studying them? We're just got them locked up. We just watch them.
We watch them. We steal their blood. They make sure we don't escape.
Yeah. Just cut one open. You know what I mean?
Wow. Wow. Maybe, you know, if they need to get results quicker.
Yeah, cut it. Just I'm saying you had to do science, but fucking watching can only get so much. You know, moving the prac.
Okay.
That's why you do those frogs in school. Yeah?
Mm.
Mm. So yeah, I thought that was cool seeing that. She definitely shows more of a compassionate side in this episode than I think had been seen before.
I mean, she always had that little bit of compassion. Like, she was super nice to Omega, but she was still very much needs to be a good clone, needs to follow orders kind of thing, loyal to the Empire. But, you know, it feels like maybe that's being a little bit tested.
Yeah, it seemed like there was a bit more in this.
There was definite reluctance.
Yeah, I'm like, I wonder if that's going to pay off within the next 4 episodes at all.
Yeah. Maybe, you would hope so.
Maybe she does, like, when they go to, you know, rescue Omega, presumably.
I mean, the other thing that threw me this episode, I don't know if I noticed it last time, but she sounds very much like Omega, which, you know, I don't think was so much the case in the first few appearances.
Don't know, but it's definitely not the same voice actor.
No, it's definitely not. That's why it's impressive that they kind of sound similar.
Mm. Yeah, I didn't really think it. I didn't really notice it, to be honest. But I mean, I can see it. I guess that would make sense, though.
Mm-hmm. No, it makes sense, but yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess, the other standout thing was like, it's one thing to see the kids. It's another thing with the one that they actually steal, that Cad Bane steals. You know, shout out to Cad Bane.
Shout out to me for calling Cad Bane.
we're going to have a bounty hunter rescue.
We've only got 3 bounty hunters available. Mandalorian.
There's me, I die.
Boba Fett or Cad Bane?
Boba Fett dies, but he comes Fennec, back.
I guess, yeah.
Fennec is yet to die, but she can die and come back too. I mean, I like seeing Cad Bane. Obviously, I think Cad Bane's a, you know, really cool, good bounty hunter. Died like a bitch in that TV show, though.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'll erase it from my memory. Back to being cool on this.
Which
cool and evil?
Which thing was that in?
I fucking don't know. Boba Fett, right? Mando,
it was Boba Fett?
I don't know.
I can't remember. Yeah.
Tatooine. Fucking who cares, right? Didn't happen anyway. One of those shitty shows. One of those shitty shows. Timmy the Elephant was there? It was Mando,
he was.
Right?
I thought he died first. Doesn't he kill Timmy the Elephant and then...
The fact that we're having to try and work this out says a lot about how much those... And episodes that, unlike most people, we have watched and then come on here and talked about.
Yeah.
And we still cannot remember what the fuck happened.
Yeah,
and you know,
not
why?
Very memorable.
Exactly. Okay. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Just says something, doesn't it? But yeah, I think him taking the baby, like, that was the... I was like, oh my God, they're stealing babies.
Mm-hmm.
Where he shut that thing up. That part was funny. I can't remember his droid's name, but droid just being like, I'm not a babysitter droid or whatever.
Yeah.
That's funny. And then going into the second episode, Point No Return. Very cool, very action-packed, obviously. I think ultimately, as annoying as it is that, like, Omega is captured again, there is something about this episode just sort of being the... She chooses to get captured, right? That's the important.
Yeah, it's a choice. She does it to save everybody else.
Yeah. She accepts that no matter what, Empire's just going to keep coming and coming and coming, and there's no escaping.
Here's my biggest issue with this episode. Mm-hmm. 2 episodes ago, you had this force assassin hunter bounty hunter dude lady come into this little cove and plant her ship.
Yep, correct.
And you didn't, like, close that off or anyway, or, like, put sensors there or anything. You know, you just left it. And now this other assassin has come and landed in that exact same cove.
I was thinking the same thing, because when they show his ship fly out, I was like, is that really the only spot?
Yeah, the only
there's
hidden
one
spot.
Parking, you didn't... There's There's one parking spot for people who want to sneak onto this planet.
Yeah. You know, just put a sensor, put some booby traps down.
Mm.
Something. Jeez. Rough.
Terrible. Rough. But yeah, I mean, the whole it was very action-packed, obviously, majority of the episode, compared, like, following on from the first episode being a bit more, you know, drama-based and stuff like that, which was cool. Lots of really cool placed out set pieces, all set dark and everything. That it was very well paced, I thought. Very, lots of cool action. Obviously, Wrecker going down early. You're like, holy shit, they've killed another one. They
destroyed the ship.
Destroyed the ship straight up, fucking gone.
They blew up their home.
Hunter getting obliterated from the sky, basically surviving, but you know, it was just one by one. It was cool to see them consistently sort of outplayed.
Yeah, they were in a kind of no win situation. There was no.
They thought they could win. They see them coming. They're like, "Oh, do this, this, this. We'll be right." And they get fucked left, right, and center.
Yeah, they get really fucked. So, you know,
even the dog.
Poor batch.
Survives though. There was a second there. I was like, "Holy shit!"
Really? They killed the dog? That'd be a bold choice.
That would be wild. Yeah. Well, I think is when she runs up and attacks one of the stormtroopers or something. I'm like, "Fucking, you're
crazy." It's a bold choice.
Bold choice. Going in, damn.
Crazy.
How do you reckon they're gonna solve this? The old mate misses his shot with the tracker.
She's going to use the force. Use the force, connect with them, you know, and say where they are. You know, she's doing the meditation thing on the ship. Or like she's got a second tracker hidden on her somewhere.
That's what I'm assuming. Surely.
You know?
Surely.
Under her hat. You know, surely you can get trackers that are a bit smaller. Because the tracker she handed over was like a cell phone sized thing.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm hoping because he fuck, what's his name?
Crosshair
didn't look that disappointed.
Well, he was a little disappointed.
It was all for show. Yeah. It was all for show. It was all for the camera.
Who was watching? Just us.
Learn to shoot. Yeah, us. He was doing it.
He was putting it off. Yeah.
Yeah, the Truman Show.
He knew he was being watched at that time by us, the camera.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I need to act.
Disappointed that your tracker missed, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't shoot for shit anymore, mate. Just retire.
Mm.
Where are we going then? 4 episodes left.
They're going to break into that place, you know? They're going to find one shitty clone of the Emperor. He'll probably end up killing everybody. Yeah, the first shitty Snoke. The first Snoke. He'll end up destroying everything. And they'll find the base, try to save Omega, and then everybody dies.
I hate everything you just said, but it's also... it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know what to say anymore. Because I can't wait to see the end of the show if it's all led up to, like, some reveal about, like, oh, the first Snoke! I'll be, like, so glad I spent 3 seasons watching the show for that being the payoff. No, I'm assuming there's a second tracker. They gather some allies.
All the remaining clones.
Rex and shit. Yeah.
You know?
Gather them up.
Then, because of their actions, the political... All their political allies can't help them anymore, and they sentence all clones to die.
Yeah, and then the true twist and stuff of the show is that the lie we've been told, which is that all the clones were phased out.
No, they were hunted down.
They were hunted down, killed.
Turned on.
Turned off, yeah. Yeah, I'm going with that. That'd be cool. It won't be that cool, though, I bet. You watch.
That'd be sad.
So 4 episodes left. Do you reckon it's like 3 episodes wrapping up the main story and then like 1 episode that's more of an epilogue? Or what do you reckon?
I don't I don't think they've really done that, have they?
No, not really.
Not in Clone Wars, not in Rebels, you know?
No.
They just end the story where it ends.
Mm.
Don't give you any extra feeling.
Mm. Yeah, fair. All right, well, that'll do it for this week's episode of The Very Bad Batch. We'll be back to discuss this week's episode later in the week. Mm-hmm. This one posted a little bit late. Rip, sorry, my bad. Moving on. Anyway, don't forget, we will... I'm not doing a trailer reaction to it, but yes, we will have an episode up for that Tales of Jedi season 2 thing.
Tales of the Empire.
No, Tales of the Empire, sorry. Tales of Jedi was the first season.
Mm-hmm.
My bad.
It's just about...
Barriss is back, Ash. Barriss is at back.
I haven't watched the trailer yet.
Okay, sorry. Follow us on Twitter, explosionnumber.com/Twitter, explosionnumber.com/Discord takes you to our Discord. And if you want to support the show and the website, explosionnumber.com, you can do that by heading to our Ko-fi page. You can find that by heading to explosionnumber.com/support. And until next week, may the Force be with you.